Action Vision code CPN-S01-A1-1. That's CPN-S01-A1-1. The action name is A1-1. Understanding the specific biblical requirements to enter into heaven. A1-1. Understanding the specific biblical requirements to enter into heaven. What's the purpose of this action? Well, the purpose of this action is to understand what God says the requirements are to get to heaven, not your or my perspective, but what is God's perspective? What does God say about the requirements to go ahead and enter into heaven? Now, what we do know is that we do know that in anything in learning, that there are different steps, there are different kind of phases, different things that we need to be able to go through. And the life assessment, or the spiritual x-ray is no difference. So the first thing that we need to have is we need to have the knowledge. As an individual, do we have the knowledge of what's required? The second is the heart. The third is the actions. And the fourth is results. So if we have the right knowledge, and we have the right heart, we're doing it for the right motives, and we do the right actions in the right way over the right period of time, it's going to produce the right results. So we're going to produce fruit. This first lesson that we're going through, this particular lesson, is focused in on knowledge. And so there'll be four lessons. The first one will be in these various areas. So in various areas, there's four lessons as we go through. The knowledge, then the heart, focused on the heart, getting our hearts in the right area, then taking the action, and then producing the fruit. So the purpose of the action is knowledge, understanding what God says the requirements are to get to heaven, not man's requirements. What are the benefits received through the completion of this action? Well, the first benefit is knowing God's requirements to enter heaven. That's going to be pretty important. The second is be confident that I will enter heaven based on what Jesus Christ did for me. Be confident that I will enter into heaven based on what Jesus Christ did for me. And the third benefit is based on that knowledge, if I make a choice in the heart, in my heart, I can become a child of God. So that's really cool. What are the details of this action and or the challenges that we'll face? Well, the course ID is 101. Course ID is 101. One of the best, if not the best question I could ask myself is, when I stand before a holy God, and God asks, if I believe I should be allowed to enter into heaven, what will my response be? Better yet, what will God's response be if I say, yes, I should be? There are many people who believe they will enter into heaven, but their belief is based on the wrong things. You'll often hear people say, well, I'm a pretty good person, or I think that a loving God will let me into heaven, or one of 100 other responses. When we, as human beings, what we as human beings often don't think about is that it's really not up to us, and it really doesn't matter what we think, but what God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has said. In Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 3:23 it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like being called a sinner, you know, any more probably than the next guy, you know, or gal. But that's the truth. Now, often we'll deceive ourselves into thinking, you know, that, well, we're not that bad of a sinner, okay? I'm not that bad of a person. So if you were to ask people around me, that most people would probably say that, you know, Mark, you're a pretty good guy. I mean, you're faithful to your wife, you work hard, you give away a lot of things, you volunteer. You're just overall, you know, a pretty good guy. And so if somebody's going to get to heaven, Mark, you're probably going to get to heaven. Well, I'd like to think that, but that's really not the truth. Why? And how do I know that? Well, if we look at the Ten Commandments, we understand where God says if we violate any one of those Ten Commandments, it's like we've violated all of those. And many, you know, individuals, when they read the Ten Commandments, they say, well, I haven't done that, but that's not God's standard. I mean, you know, so I know that I shouldn't steal and say, well, do you steal? No, I don't. But it says in the Bible that if I covet what somebody else has, it's just like stealing. So if I want something, if I covet, I wish I had something that somebody else had, just like stealing. Have I done that? You know what? I have. You know, I've been married for 21 years, and I've been faithful to my wife, and so I haven't committed adultery. That's based on man's standards, but based on God's standards, it says in the Bible that if we lust after a woman, we've committed adultery in our hearts. Have I ever done that? You know what? I have. So I've committed adultery in my heart. So based on my own confession, you know, I'm a lying, or I'm a lying, stealing, you know, adulteress. Well, it doesn't end there. Have I ever murdered somebody? No, I haven't. But it says in the Bible that if I hate my brother, if I hate somebody, then I've committed murder in my heart. And so, based on my own confession, my own words, I am a lying, adulterous, murderous thief. So many times, you know, when we talk about getting to heaven, what are the requirements to get to heaven? We get there for the wrong motives. Why? I might as well go ahead and accept Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior so I can get to heaven. But the point is that there is a chasm. You know, there's a chasm between where I'm at and where I need to be. You know, it's kind of think of yourself like a Grand Canyon. You know, if you want to jump from one side of Grand Canyon to another, you can believe it, you can think it, you can go to motivational seminars and believe and achieve, and you can do everything. And as a matter of fact, you might be able to actually jump further across Grand Canyon than I can. So maybe I can jump, you know, 5 feet, and you can go ahead and jump 10 or 15, 20 feet. So the point is you can jump farther than I, but it doesn't matter because we're both going to go down. Understanding what we look like in God's eyes is so very important. In Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. There's a consequence. So me in violation of the Ten Commandments, which we've, you know, indicated, I have. I've violated them. Based on that, it's going to be death. And that's not just a physical death, but a spiritual death. So if we've all sinned, which it says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's not just you that sinned. It's not just me. It's every single person has sinned. And so that what that means is, and the wages of sin is death, that's a pretty bleak picture, isn't it? I mean, we've all sinned. We're all going to die spiritually and physically. Oh, but it doesn't end there, does it? In Romans 3:23, the second part of that verse, it says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16a says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The second part of that verse says, you know, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In Acts 16:31 it says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Can we earn our way to heaven? Many people think that we can. But what does the Bible say? What does God say about that? Well, in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, and lest any person should boast. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. So when we look at what are the requirements to get to heaven, well, the first requirement, and you can kind of look at it, is the ABC method. The ABC method. The A is to accept the truth that I am a sinner. To accept the truth that I am a sinner. B is believe in my heart that Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for my sin. And C is confess that I am a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. What are the resources? Point four, knowledge, materials, or training needed to complete this action. Well, we need to understand the Bible. We need to have the truth of the Word of God. We need to have the willingness to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Who are the people who need to be involved in the completion of this action? Well, it's just a situation between, you know, me and God. It's you and God. Now, it does help once an individual makes that decision to become a follower of Christ. We need to have a one-on-one spiritual mentor or shepherd. And so right now, you can make that decision. So if you've been trusting today, you know, up to today, if you've been trusting in yourself, or if you are not absolutely, totally rock solid, concrete for sure that you're getting to heaven, you now have the knowledge. Now with that knowledge base, we need to do something. We need to take action on that knowledge base. So, you know, by hearing the Word of God today, if you've, you know, if in your heart you say, you know what, I've never made that decision, you know, a simple prayer. And it's not the prayer, there's nothing magic about it. It's something that happens within the heart through the Holy Spirit's working in our own lives. It's where God's chosen us. Now it's our choice. Are we going to accept that gift? It is a gift. It's not something that I've done. It's not something that I've earned. It's something that's given to me. But I have a choice to be able to accept that. I have a choice to be able to receive that. And I have a choice to be able to reject it. So what choice is that going to be? So if you're listening today and you've never made that choice, pray out loud and say, you know, something as simple as a prayer like this. It might be, you know, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for my sin. And I ask Him to come into, I'd like to ask Him to come into my heart, to be my Lord, my heart, my life, to be my Lord and Savior. And so understanding the biblical requirements to get to heaven are so important. But we need to be able to take action on that. We need to be able to do that. So if you've never done that before, you know, I'd encourage you. That is the most awesome thing that you can ever do in your life. And so we trust that this lesson has been beneficial. If you've made that decision today, we'd love to be able to help you at CPN. And you can let us know by emailing info, that's I-N-F-O, at cpn.cc. That's info, I-N-F-O, at cpn.cc. Now, one of the things that's most amazing to me as a father of seven children is I've just enjoyed so much being at the birth of every one of my seven children. And what's so cool is, you know, once they're born, they're like, wow, this is so cool. And the thing that's neat about it is that they want a nurse immediately. I mean, I didn't teach them that, you know. My great wife, she didn't teach them that. I mean, God put that within them. The same thing is true spiritually. When you make a decision, if you've made this decision in your heart and in your soul to be a follower of Christ today, there's going to be a desire to go ahead and grow. Just like that brand new baby, there's nothing I've done. It's not something that a church does. It's not something a pastor does. It's not something your parents do. It's not something who say, you know, it's not somebody that shared it. It is the Holy Spirit indwelling us and convicting us to move forward and to grow. Now, it's a whole lot easier to do that when we're around other individuals, when we have somebody that can help us to do that, that can encourage us, that can be there with us, like a spiritual parent, a shepherd, somebody that can encourage us to do that. And so again, when you email info at cpn, that's info@cpn.cc, and email info@cpn.cc, and they'll be able to go ahead and put you in contact. Or the individual that maybe referred you to listen to this today, talk to them about it. That would be something that would be of great excitement and great energy to be able to go ahead, and they just really enjoy that a great deal. Now what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines here and for participation. Now, each one of these sessions, we try to keep the sessions to 10 minutes in length, and so it's something very easy, very fast, where you can do it on the way to work, or you can do it, you know, in a very short period of time. And so if you're not able to listen to the discussion, that's totally okay. Don't worry about that. Don't let it discourage you in continuing with your growth. And so 10 minutes a day is what we encourage you to do. If you're not able to listen to the back portion of it, the participation, that's okay. Maybe you can pick that up later in the day today, or maybe you can pick it up tomorrow. So don't feel that you've got to listen to the whole thing. So let's open up the phone lines for the live participation here. All right. For those that are participating in the live participation, and if you'd like to participate, you can do that again by calling 405-244-5001. That's 405-244-5001. And the access code is 3335, and that's Central Time in the United States from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Saturday. That's Central Time in the United States from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and so we'd encourage your participation. All right, Deborah, did you have any thoughts or input on this particular lesson today? I know that I believe that you're sitting in.
Yes, I am.
And what are your thoughts in participation?
I think that one of the things that always surrounds this question about if you're going to heaven is works.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's really important that people understand that just doing isn't enough. You know, that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, they want a personal relationship with us. And I think that, you know, with each individual, I mean, it's just amazing that my God has time to bless me occasionally. You know, like I told you my shooting star experience, that, you know, he's just able. He's there. It's hard for us as a human to understand that he wants a personal relationship.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just really important that people, you know, that's a very, very important part of salvation, that you seek him and that you talk to him. And, you know, I talk to him all the time, you know, and I think it's just really important, the prayer life, reading the Bible, just staying in one-on-one contact with him. That's what he wants.
And I think, you know, and that's what I find, Deborah, is that as I've grown over the years in my personal relationship with God, it's very similar. At least I can understand it better as my relationship with my wife grows. And so as my relationship with my wife grows, I have a better understanding where I have a passion to have a close, personal, intimate relationship with her, where I want to know her and she wants to know me. And many times people have this perception that we want to know God, but God doesn't, you know, really care about us, or he doesn't really, I mean, there's a, you know, 8 billion people, so how can he really care about me? But he does.
Exactly.
And being able to ask Christ, to ask God to say, you know, God, I want to know you, but I don't know how to do it. He can through the Holy Spirit's ministry in our life. And how do we grow? Well, we grow by, you know, prayer, fellowship, you know, sharing, you know, being with other Christians. We grow by being in the Bible. We grow by actually sharing Christ with others. And so, you know, this particular lesson is just, you know, the knowledge base. Being able to say, you know, understand the biblical requirements to enter into heaven. And so, you know, you may not have made that decision if you're listening today, and that's totally okay. Understanding, I mean, that's, you know, understanding that is important. Being able to say, you know, this is a personal decision. I think there's a lot of times that the gospel, the salvation message is presented kind of as a, you know, as a health and wealth gospel. To where, you know, when we go ahead and accept Christ into our life to be our Lord and Savior, we're gonna make more money, and God's gonna bless us, and God's gonna do all these other types of things. Well, you know, God does bless us, but when we accept him into our lives to be our Lord and Savior, maybe you're listening today, and maybe you're in the midst of a divorce. You know, maybe you're listening today, and maybe you've had, you know, really strong abuse in your background. Maybe you're listening today and you've got drugs, or you've got addiction, or you may be in prison for a choice that you've made. God isn't going to go ahead and take and eliminate that. But God, through the Holy Spirit, will help us to get through that. We will have greater insight. We will have greater power. We'll have greater understanding. God will help us through those difficult things. Dan, I believe you're participating today. Dan, do you have any thoughts maybe for people that maybe haven't made that decision or kind of battling with that decision? Do I really want to accept Christ into my life and into my heart? Do you have any thoughts, Dan?
Yeah. I have a thing that a lot of people say, well, you know, like you've opened up, well, a lot of people don't like to be called sinners. Mm-hmm. But if they get down deep and really understand, and let's say they open up the Bible for the first time, and they read those verses, then the Holy Spirit is working on their hearts, and then they would realize that they really are a sinner. But I think in general it's hard for people to understand that it's not their good works that are going to get them into heaven.
Yep, yep. You know, when we think about, you know, what the requirements are to get to heaven, you know, I think it's important for us to look at God's standard, you know, not our own. God has blessed us with an instruction book to life and the afterlife, and understanding what the Bible has to say about the requirements to enter into heaven is probably one of the most important things that we as people can do. So checking out, you know, our Bible personally, you know, not what does somebody else say, but actually going into the Bible and really studying it for ourselves to see, you know, what we understand the requirements are to get to heaven based on what the Bible has said, and asking, you know, God to say, help me to understand that is so important. Don't trust somebody else to, you know, what they say. When we stand before God, we will have the sole responsibility to answer for ourselves. We're not going to be able to say, well, this person said this, or that person said this, or this church said this. So what better way to be assured of God's response to us than to quote Scripture to God and say, so if somebody says, you know, Mark, are you confident you're going to get to heaven? Absolutely. Well, what do you base that on, Mark? Well, it's really simple. I base it on two things. One is I base it on what God has says in the Bible, you know, and so I'm not going to say, well, this is what I think. I'm going to quote Scripture back to God and say, well, this is what you've said. So I'm trusting not in myself, I'm trusting in God. And what does God say? Well, God says that we're to place our trust in Jesus Christ, not in my own good works, not in that I'm a good person, but in Jesus Christ. Now, if you're kind of struggling with this and you're still not sure about it, you know, we're not here to push you. We're not here to, you know, to say, hey, you've got to make this decision. I mean, it needs to be a decision between you and God. On the other hand, don't allow the devil to deceive you. Don't allow the devil to say, well, this is a decision that you can make any time, because, you know, quite frankly, you and I really don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next day holds. We don't even know what the next hour holds for us. So don't put it off. Don't be thinking, well, I can do this any time. Also praying, you know, kind of a prayer similar to the one that follows, can help us to better understand what God has spoken to us through the Bible. It might be a simple prayer, you know, like this, saying, Dear God, please give me special insight, understanding, and help me to take action today, right now, on your word through the ministry of the Holy Spirit in my life and through the power of your word. So again, in Romans 3:23, it says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, For the wages of sin is death. The back part of 6:23, But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Acts 6:31 says, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, For by grace are you saved through faith, and the not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Titus 3:5 says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, you know, he has saved us. Understanding what God has to say about heaven provides us with the absolute truth in the face of many opinions, perspectives, and lies. It cuts through all the religions and individuals' perspective and provides us in absolute terms what God has to say about the requirements are as it relates to spending an eternity with him. It is best when we directly read God's Word and ask ourselves, what does that mean? God, through His Word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, will reveal truth to all those that seek Him. We may look at a situation and use our own common sense to develop what we believe would be a good way to get to heaven, or what makes sense to us. Just as there are natural laws, there are also spiritual laws which must be honored to achieve the results we desire. Spiritual laws, like natural laws, must be honored, or the consequences and the violation of these natural laws will occur. If you and I were to say we didn't believe, understand, or thought we had a better idea how the law of gravity should work, it would not matter. Even if we believed with our whole heart, soul, and mind that if we stepped off of a bridge, we would not fall, and the natural law of gravity would not immediately be realized. You know, so if we're, you know, jump off of a bridge and halfway down we say, you know, somebody says the natural law of gravity would apply, and I would die. I'm not dead. They're wrong. No, it's not a matter of them being wrong. It just hasn't happened. You know, so if God says that there is one right way into heaven, then it's very clear there is one right way. Unfortunately, many people deceive themselves into thinking or allow themselves to be deceived that they know the answers but have not really looked into what God has said and the natural laws are for entering heaven. The whole spiritual X-ray is based on the foundational principle that the Bible is the Word of God, and therefore, whatever truths come from Scripture are the true natural laws and the absolute basis for truth. In John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." If I believe, am taught, or just common sense says the Bible must be, you know, a mistake, then we know further study is necessary in human form, yet unable to understand the spiritual laws put in place by God. I mean, I can think whatever I want to think, but law is still a law. The law of gravity is always going to be there, whether we believe. In Psalms 33:4, it says, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are truth." So Psalm 33:4 says, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are in truth." Galatians 2:16 says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through the faith in Jesus Christ, even we believe in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by works of the law, for all flesh will not be justified by the works of the law." Titus 3:5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit." Romans 10:9 says, "But if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in our hearts that God hath raised him from the dead, we shall be saved." Romans 10:10 says, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You know, kind of a closing thought here on this lesson is, throughout the ages and cultures around the world, people have thought that they need to do something to earn their way to salvation. When we think about this, it kind of makes sense from a human perspective. But when we look at the Bible, God's Word, and what it has to say, this seems fairly apparent that this is not the case. In the Old Testament, the Jews needed to do and offer sacrifices and do certain things. Even in those days, the heart of man, what was really important to God, in Genesis 15:6 it says, "And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it for him for righteousness." 2 Timothy 3:15 says, "And that from the babe you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through the faith in Jesus Christ, trusting in ourselves, our own knowledge, good works, thoughts, feelings, and experiences, or anything else, just doesn't cut it as it comes to being confident in knowing what the specific requirements are to enter into heaven based on God's requirements and not man's. Don't take what anyone else has to say. Don't trust our own thoughts, feelings, and ideas. Look into what the Bible says and what God has to say about the requirements are to get to heaven. You then can have an absolute confidence in knowing that you will enter heaven based on what God's Word and His promises are." Again, we'd encourage you, if you've made that decision today, or if you're still seeking, searching, looking for answers, or if you have any questions, you can email info@cpn.cc. That's info@cpn.cc.